Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio. Well, they had us back. We're back. Episode 2 of the Calm Down podcast with Aaron and Carissa. And I'll just say this as we get this thing going. Thank you so much to everyone that even listened to episode 1. I was pumped by the feedback.
I know. It was so nice and got so many amazing messages on various Instagram accounts. So we're so excited to bring you more nonsense is the majority of what this will be. So yes, to echo Aaron's sentiments, thank you guys for listening. And we hope that this thing doesn't get canceled after episode 2. So, you know, Kevin Hart was easy to like maintain and like have that be a successful podcast 1. But we're going to do this thing and it's going to be fun, Aaron. A lot of the suits were like, do we have a guest on every episode? They're like, well, this is your guys' podcast. So it's also okay that it's just you. We are going to invite some friends though in later. And we will describe what that actually means or entails. But quick business, let me get it out of the way. For those of you that didn't get a chance to listen to the last podcast, make sure you subscribe and you go to the ratings and give us a 5-star rating. Even if you think it's 4 stars, we appreciate the 5-star rating like the Uber drivers out there. I always round up, you know, I'm a positive person, Aaron.
So this week, no guest. It's just going to be us. And we were asking some of our friends, like, what do you want to hear on this? And one of our buddies that works for the NFL Network, Andrew Siciliano, said, you know, people want you guys to just pull back the curtain, kind of tell some stories about your lives, your jobs. And like Carissa said, we're going to introduce you later on to a couple of our friends that we're hoping are going to become like reoccurring characters on the podcast. So super excited about that. Like Carissa said, make sure you download and subscribe to the Calm Down podcast with Aaron and Carissa. All right. I know it was weeks ago, Super Bowl, unbelievable. Bummed we didn't have it. I want to cover it every single year, but holy crap, Tom Brady does it again. And I think this was his biggest and most meaningful Super Bowl because he did it with another team.
Oh, you and I were texting and calling. I mean, I know you're from Tampa. I know that, you know, your close relationship with him, but I literally had no like dog in the fight. I mean, it was just, I love greatness and what Tom Brady was able to do. We still are talking about it weeks after the fact. I still have NFL Network on in the background half the time, just hoping that they rerun footage from the parade. But, you know, we talked about it. This is our Jordan. We didn't get to cover Jordan. So for us to watch what he was able to do, and you had a front row seat even throughout the summer watching him prepare and figuring out where he was going to go and what he was going to do, and then being able to see him go down there and have such success. And the big winner for me, that defense was unbelievable. Yeah. Devin White. We also love Devin White. So he was my favorite coming out of that whole thing, but it just brought us back to a place where it's like, there's a reason why we cover sports because we love moments like that. And so much so that we still are talking about it.
Yeah. I was talking about it with friends yesterday and we were just saying how I loved what Tom was able to do. And I loved how this entire team just fell in line. They had the tools and they just said, show us how to do that. And I commend them. I commend him. I still get goosebumps over it with my hairy arms. I love it so much. We were talking about what are some of the stories we want to tell our listeners about with our jobs. Crazy shit happens on the road and we have to act like it doesn't. And we have to act like, oh, it's just business as usual. But I mean, yeah, nonsense happens. Do you want to give a little behind the scenes story in your life? Do you want me to go? How do you want to handle this here?
Well, we both have a lot of stories. You're on the road a lot more now than I am, being that I'm in studio. But there was a time when I was out there in the streets, staying at the Holiday Inns for all the different hotels that we had to stay at on our many adventures throughout, well, for me, the Big Ten Network. But that it's part of it, right? Like all of those stories. One stands out in particular, and it was the NFC Championship game. So it was the 2007 season. It's January because the playoffs 2008. It's the Giants versus the Packers. It is -35 degrees with the wind chill. Like this thing. And at the time I'm working for Best Damn. So Best Damn Sports Show. So we went, and you know, the conceit of that show was like late night fun, like, you know, do whatever. John Sally, Chris Rose, the whole get along gang.
Yeah.
So I go, and we'll talk about this guy a lot. His name's Joel. He has to deal with us in all of our features and producing us over at Fox. So I'm working with Joel. He's producing this segment. The whole thing is just supposed to be like, I'm covering the NFC Championship game, but like in a fun way. So I see Eli Manning and I'm like, hey, let's catch a few passes from Eli Manning because he's not trying to concentrate on, I don't know, winning this
is
game
this
to go
pre-game?
To the Super Bowl.
You're doing this?
Oh yeah, pregame. This is pregame, Aaron.
Oh my gosh.
So I'm out on the field and Eli's so nice. He's like throwing me the ball and I'm like running around like a complete jackass.
NFC championship, no less.
Yep. Again, nobody's taking, you know, like they shouldn't be concentrating at all. Yes, they should. They're looking at the time because my hair changes many colors and lengths. I think I was like some blonde fake weave like I've got going on right here. Running around on the field like a complete jackass. And all of a sudden out of the corner of my eye, I see Mike McCarthy at midfield with Green Bay security around him. And he's pointing at me and I'm like, uh-oh.
Yeah, I would too. You're on the field?
Oh yeah, running around like
an idiot.
That's
not allowed.
Yeah. Oh, I'm like, this is going to be a great producer. This is going to be a great feature, right? It's the whole like environment of what's happening.
Yeah.
Anyways, we only have 10 minutes left in this podcast. So I get escorted off the field by Green Bay security. Mind you, I'm working for Fox. Like Fox has the game. And still Mike McCarthy had me escorted off the field because I was out of control. I wasn't even drinking. I wasn't allowed to drink. I wasn't drinking yet.
Yeah.
And so Joel, our producer, so great. He's like, keep rolling to the camera guy. The camera guy was like, I'm going to get in trouble. He's like, it doesn't matter. Just keep rolling. So up the stairs, I get escorted out of Lambeau Field and threatened that I may never be allowed to come back there again. We go over to the hotel across the street. Joel and I are like, oh my God, did that just happen? But then being a great producer, he's like, we have our feature. You just got kicked off Lambeau and we have all the elements we need for a great piece. Yeah, I haven't been back to Lambeau since. Actually, that's not true. I was there once.
Yeah. What were you guys trying to do? What was the feature supposed to be about? Like dorking around?
It was just like
the
environment of like an NFC. Yeah, it was just the environment of an NFC championship game or like, you know, a big game. And so Best Damn's like goofy and fun, but I think I took it a little too far. And Mike McCarthy, I have not seen him since. He wouldn't remember me anyways, but yeah. So that was the story for me. And we had footage of it, but it was so long ago because I'm 100 years old. I wasn't able to find it. But yeah, that was a good one for me.
What was it in the future ran of him throwing you off?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. Was there any follow-up from Green Bay at all?
No, not. And in fact, I saw you at Lambeau last year when we were there. And I was afraid that I would be like on the like most wanted list in the security being like, don't let this chick on. But I was able to get through. So we're good. But yeah, so random.
I will say this about Lambeau. One of the best places to go, obviously the Mecca. But when you are allowed on the field, they are serious. They are very, very good about checking the credentials. That's not one. My dad's gotten thrown off. My husband's gotten thrown off. Like as soon as the game starts, security's like, yep, out of here.
And I'm in good company then.
Yeah,
we all got thrown off.
I know, but my dad wasn't catching passes from Eli. I mean, geez, Carissa.
Well, you know, I just thought like he needed a few more, you know, I mean, I wasn't running the correct route. So I was like, look, not all receivers run the right route. So maybe this is helping him prepare. And by the way, fun fact, who ended up winning that game? The Giants. So maybe I would like to take some credit for the Giants winning that game when they weren't supposed to. Strahan.
Yeah. Wow. God, how cold was it that game? Troy always
talks about.
It was
very warm at the Holiday Inn, but the start of the game when, you know, but before that it was like one of the coldest games ever.
Mm-hmm. Troy said when he tried to go down to the field for a minute, his ears started getting numb. Like what's it called? Hypothermia. And he was like, I'm going back to the booth. I mean, you didn't realize you were turning blue when you were catching passes from.
Hey, I didn't feel anything. Right? All I know is that I caught the passes and then got kicked out. So it all worked out.
Have you ever talked to Eli about this?
No, I actually should have brought it up the other day. Yeah. We did a watch party for the Super Bowl. Eli is probably would be like, what? I don't remember that. Because, I mean, he doesn't know I'm getting kicked off the field.
Yeah.
Mike McCarthy, though, not a fan.
I'm sure he had an idea. Those guys pick up on a lot of things. He probably
Well, maybe
saw
it was
this...
me doing snow angels somewhere around the 30-yard line that he'll remember.
Gosh.
I don't know. I'm a professional, Aaron. Okay? I don't know what you want from me.
Well,
you're
Vince
busy
Lombardi
reporting
say...
on the game. I'm busy, like, at the kids' table.
Yeah. Oh, stop. You hold it down in the studio. Speaking of the Packers, one of my stories I haven't told about this past season was what we thought. I think it was week 5, week 6. It was week 6 because it was after the Chicago Thursday night game, Bucks Bears.
I don't know how you remember yesterday, let alone.
Yeah,
that.
One of the biggest matchups of the season, we thought at the time, of course, we saw number 2 later on in the postseason, was Bucks hosting the Green Bay Packers. It was one that, you know, I was raised a Packers fan that I had circled on the calendar. It was like, oh my God, I don't know how it's going to get bigger than this. Mm-hmm. So my parents are in Tampa. I was going to do a social distance thing to see them, go out early, take a red eye, Red Eyes are super fun to Tampa because you just can't get there. Gosh. So did it. Here's the scene. I had already done a sit down with Aaron Rodgers earlier that day, taking a red eye that night. Husband is walking me out to my car service, putting my stuff in the car, give him a hug and kiss goodbye. He takes my stuff. I bend down to kiss my 70-pound golden retriever goodbye. One thing about my golden retriever, he has a huge block head. I went to kiss him. He went up to say goodbye. His head goes in my chin. My tooth went through my lip. I instantly looked up at Jarrett. And he looked at me and forget about trying to make me feel better. He goes, oh my God, get inside the house. His face, and this is a guy that's taken a puck in the face, taken, you know, a stick to the face, was like, get in the house. Long story short, my lip blew up immediately.
Did you know it was bad right away?
I thought I lost my tooth. I thought my tooth went into my lip. It was so hard and so loud. We go inside. He gives me a thing of ice and he's like, go. This is also the beginning of, like, I'm traveling during COVID. You have to keep your mask on. You don't want your hands in your mouth holding the ice. I get on a flight. Oh, first of all, I get to the airport. Nobody's selling ice because there's nothing open. There's no, like, drink stations open with ice. Get on the plane. I can't take my mask off to ice my mouth. Basically, 5 hours later, my lip had exploded. Then 5 hours after that, the blood started coming out down past my lip. And then after that, it was running down my chin. So it had stained me. So this is Saturday we're at, and I have this, it looks like I ate a purple popsicle. I'm texting.
When you sent me a picture, I thought it was a joke. Like I actually was like, wait, what is this? Like I thought it was like something from Jarrett's hockey game years ago. Yeah.
And not to mention, it's one of the biggest games. I mean, we're expecting huge numbers for Brady versus Rodgers. I have this monster lip situation. It's going to be 95 degrees. I am a sweater, especially on my face. No concealer is going to hide this thing. I'm practicing with the microphone doing this. Like, well, Joe and Troy, this is the matchup we've all been waiting for, but my tooth went through my lip and now I'm going to be talking like this the whole game.
Harry.
I sucked down Arnica like nobody's business. I had it on my makeup artist, Jillian Gregory. She kicked ass. She covered up my face. We are going to, on our socials, on the Calm Down podcast, Twitter and Instagram, post videos and photos of what exactly my mouth looked like. But
how did she cover that? I can't even cover a zit half the time. I wonder how did she do that? What is it? What is the color wheel? Isn't it like green counteracts purple? We got to ask her because I don't know. There's a whole like magician situation happening there to cover that bad boy.
I did tell her, get ready, bring everything that you have. Another thing she did was a really pink lip because it would maybe distract from my purple chin.
Oh my God.
It was such a scene and so embarrassing. And anyway, she rocked it. And that was like one of the biggest things. But the crazy part was because of COVID, I couldn't do anything. I couldn't ice it. I couldn't take my mask off. It was a mess. And
I could see you because the only thing they serve on planes is like beer and wine. So you'd be like with a Miller Lite, like up against your face.
Yeah, and you can't take your mask
on the plane
off.
Either.
Yeah.
Oh, and good news that when you fly, things don't swell. So I'm sure that helped the situation.
It was a mess. But I mean, my husband and his face when he goes, oh my God, get inside the house. Like we were talking about it the other day. He did nothing to comfort me. He was like, this is really, really bad. And I was like, Jesus, come on. So yeah.
Work with me, people. Work with me. Well, that's like one of the bazillion stories that we each have from our time on, whether it's the road or just the nonsense that we can talk about. That is a whole like 7 podcasts of some of these stories. But I commend you traveling. And look, we love our job, so it doesn't matter. You would walk to, a game if you had to. But all the different things that you had to go through this year in terms of covering this game, it's amazing. I really do commend you, minus the lip situation.
I became a tattletale on the plane.
What do you mean?
It was like if I saw somebody just like pulling the old, I've got my mask off because I want to enjoy like a little bit of food, but they just kept it off, I would buzz the thing and like look around and be like,
no, you would not.
Yes, I'm sorry. My biggest thing, and I'll say this, I don't tell on people a lot, but I was a tattletale on the planes. And my biggest reason was I didn't want to work 18 weeks and then miss Brady versus Breeze, Brady versus Rodgers. Like, I wanted to work playoffs so bad. And, you know, obviously if we got diagnosed with COVID, we were out. And it was just like a mission for me. I was like, there's no way I'm going this far and I'm missing anything. So, yeah,
I give you so much credit. I got COVID and I don't cover games on the road. And you were taking so many more flights. I was probably the jackass who like had the mask fall down because I fall asleep immediately on planes. And not like wanting the mask to fall down. So kudos to you for not, getting that, because I did everything. Normally I'm not a rule follower, but in this particular case, like I was, and I still got it. So you don't know whether it was the gas station or whatever. So the fact that you made it through the entire season is very commendable. And also let's like talk about how great the NFL is that they didn't miss one game. That league is badass. They're like, nope, we're doing this. So, it was awesome to be able to, we talked in the summer about like, let's just get through the season. Let's just have a season. We'd be stoked if we had one. And so then to see it end and culminate the way that we started this conversation with Brady winning his seventh is incredible.
I got psycho because you don't realize how much you touch your eyes and you touch your mouth. And even like if you're having like a granola bar. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. But you're having a granola bar, which is the only thing I can eat in between, you know, like when I'm in halftime. But there is a time, and I'll let, I know we got to fall, like get out after this.
No, it's our podcast.
I went and took a shower after a game. Like I always like showered right away just so I could, you know, I just was on a flight and I took my eyelashes off before washing my hands. I remember it was like 1 a.m. and Jarrett was sleeping and I go, I got COVID. And he goes, you did? What happened? And I go, I just took my eyelashes off and I didn't wash my hands. And he's like, oh my God, you need to go to your bed. One more thing. One of the best lines ever. One of the trainers or doctors who I love from the Dallas Cowboys walked by me one time. I'm in the front row. He's at the bottom. He's like, how you doing? I was like, this sucks. And you know, you got a mask on it, but thank God we were able to pull it off. He goes, yeah, I haven't picked a booger in months. I'll never forget that. Anyways, it was awesome.
I think what's awesome is that we just remove our eyelashes and how many sets of those are in the shower where it's now we're clogging the drain. I'm like, oh, I wonder why the drain's clogged. Maybe it's the 17 hair extensions that you have in or your fake eyelashes. You jerk. Erin, we got a great show.
We do.
And we've got our friends coming on, as we mentioned, the tease at the beginning. Some of them you will recognize because, well, let's just say he's an expert at the pod. We will talk to Ryan Russillo, Ryan Randall, and our friend Jen Green. We got a whole lot coming up. We're going to take a break, I think, here, right? A first break on
Let's do it.
Calm Down podcast. And don't forget, Erin mentioned it, intimated that we will put additional coverage of all of our road nonsense, some fun little stories and things like that on our Calm Down podcast. If you guys haven't followed us on Instagram, make sure you do that. It's at Calm Down podcast, where you will find fun like footage behind the scenes kind of things and stuff that we probably wouldn't put on our own account. And then you can also follow Erin on her Instagram at Erin Andrews. And then mine is Carissa. I think it's Jay Thompson. I don't know. Okay. It's not important. But just follow the Calm Down podcast and follow along if you're still with us. We will be back with the Ryans. Welcome back, everybody. I mean, I really don't need to introduce these two beauties on our screen, but the kick's up and it's good. It's Ryan Randall and it's Ryan Russillo. What I've also realized is we always emphasize the two Ryans, but you have two R's for the last name. We'll get to all this later. It's the Ryans. Two Ryans spelled two different ways. One with an A, one with an E. They have very differing opinions on things. So let's get to it. Ryan?
So first, I'm going to introduce my Ryan first. My Ryan is Ryan Randall, the one that will be calling all the penalties here today during this segment. Offsides, holding, which he loves. my Ryan with an A is a Emmy Award winning hairstylist. He's one of my hairstylists as well. My only one, actually. Groomer. He's single and a lover of all donuts. Anything donuts. We will get to his projects, but we don't have time. So we'll interweave that throughout this segment at some point.
Speaking of weaves.
Mine's long again. We'll talk about it later. Ryan with an A, hold your comments. Okay, we don't have time to get into that right now. Ryan with an E, Russillo, really needs no introduction in the pod world. In fact, when we told Ryan that we were going to do a podcast, he was like, they're called pods. And Ryan has 700 pods. We know each other from ESPN. Now we're all back together, one big happy family on the West Coast. And during COVID, we were all on a text chain. We're still on a text chain. So we decided to take the text chain to the podcast world. Ryan, thank you for blessing us. I know you have 17 pods that you're doing today. So thank you.
No, I was excited. I'm just happy to watch this happen. I don't have to plan anything. It's great. Yeah.
So we want to do a topic for you both that we feel like men aren't really commenting on. And there's nobody better I want to hear from than the two of you. A lot of women have a lot of comments on this. It just this week, it was announced that the royal family, the queen, I feel like I'm friends with her, stripped the remaining royal duties from Harry and Meghan, confirming the official break with the royal family. Of course, that was after, you know, the whole year they were going to see. Let's see how this works out. We're done. She took it away. You know, you decide to go do this tell-all with Oprah. The queen's mad. So my question for you, I'll start with Ryan Russillo first. Say you meet a Meghan Markle, right? And you meet her. She knows that you do everything pod, right? Everything yeah. podcast. Right. You fall in love. You decide to marry. And then she's like, you know what? If you want me and you want to have babies with me, you got to leave the pod world. Chris, is there anything you want to interject?
I was going to say the reason why Ryan's laughing and he's not going to say it because he's very modest. Ryan Russillo, ladies and gentlemen, Ryan Randall, are you ready for this? Ryan Russillo and Meghan Markle almost were a thing. They were DMing each other on Twitter back in the day. They met at the DirecTV Bowl. I was there. I was hosting it. And because Michelle Beadle dropped out, weird. Where is she? Speaking of dropping out. So can you imagine that Ryan's surprise when Meghan Markle ends up becoming the princess? And he's like, that was the chick I was DMing with. Ryan, go, Russillo.
Well, she had options. She definitely had options. And the thing about that football game that was so incredible is that thing was a murderer's row of female starlets. And nobody really knew what was going on. I think Chris and I had been out all night and I was, you know, getting into the game. Then I took it way too seriously. Game winning touchdown, not a big deal. And
Ryan gave the touchdowns.
Yes, there you go. She was so nice and normal because the rest of them, like Hannah Davis wasn't going to talk to me or Nina Drobev or there was just all these, like Serena was nice, but she had other things going on. So.
William?
Yeah, she was one of the celebrity coaches or something. Everybody was nice, but there was this thing about Markle. She was just very cool, and we were talking a little bit towards the end. And then I followed her, and she followed me back, and I dropped the, hey, like, if you ever want to come on and promote Suits? And she's like, oh, my God, I don't know anything about football. And I was like, all right. And that was literally it. But the funny thing is I was telling Sarah Walsh about it, and Sarah started doing some recon. And Sarah's like, I think this is actually, like, obtainable. And then she was like, man, she's deleted her Twitter. I don't know what's going on. And then they were like, oh, she's part of the royal family now. So I have a feeling, you know, I like my real estate position right now. I feel good about some of the investments over the years and I'm keeping myself in shape. I'm trying to do whatever I can, you know, more legwork this year with COVID.
Right.
But I don't think I could offer the life that she was looking for. So honestly, I think we're both happy.
Well, I don't know. Maybe you could have offered the life because now she just wants to be normal.
Yeah, but what if she asked you to leave that life? Like, what's the guy side of this? Because all the girls are like, that's so screwed up. She knew what she was going, you know,
It is screwed up. I don't get it. I'm totally with you because if somebody dated me or met me and then goes 2 years in, hey, do we have to watch these games? Do they have to be on all the time? Which is, by the way, what I've heard from literally anyone I've ever spent any time with. Is like, wait, are you serious? They're on again tomorrow? You know, because I've never really, I don't know that. You know, like sometimes people be like, oh, if you met somebody that was totally into sports, it's like, okay, but that's true. But sometimes I also don't want to come home, like say I had kids and the whole deal. And it's like, hey, did you see the Padres bullpen? I'm worried about it. And I'd be like,
Ryan,
all right, you know what?
Aaron and I are totally into sports and you leave dinners before the main course even hits the table. Cause you're like, hey, Celtics game 4 of the season is on. We're like, what?
Yeah, I don't know. It's a bad habit. It's
Randall,
a bad habit.
So what's your thoughts on this?
Randall, jump in here because my thing would be that no matter who you are, you kind of know what you sign up for. And this isn't like breaking news that this guy was a prince.
Yeah, was. Not anymore.
Was, yeah.
Do we feel like... I mean, had you just said Meghan Markle, I would have been like, who? Do we feel like she is a bit of an opportunistic female? Like, generically saying, like, I feel like she, I mean, she's an actress, right? But, like, household name, definitely not. And, you know, like, yeah, I totally agree with the, you know, she knowing what she's getting into. And it's like, I mean, I guess the power of the Puswacha is like a thing because...
What's up, graphic Puswacha?
Right.
Gen Z.
I mean, clearly, you know, there's something there that he... Listen, he knows that he's not going to get power, right? And the older brother's hotter and like has more clout and the whole
thing.
Is the
older brother hotter?
Don't forget about George. George is the heir.
Okay.
Of course he is. And he's the big deal, right? So it's like, is Harry throwing in the towel? I mean, I don't know. I also, like, Carissa is the betting girl here, but like, I don't see them lasting, to be totally honest.
Oh, they're fully lasting because they're now they went chips all in. Harry, yeah, where's Harry going back to? Parties and doing, you know, God knows what with that blonde chick that he was dating before Meghan. He can't go back. He has to like, he's fully committed. She's pregnant again. There's two kids.
He has definitely chosen her.
Oh, yeah.
Anything you want to see or hear Ryan Randall out of this Oprah tell-all interview? Anything you hope she covers?
No, I just think it's going to be super interesting. Does she remain diplomatic or does she really like give, you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel in her gut that she kind of despises them. Listen, partially because of how she was treated in the UK, right? So then you choose to move back to LA, which is like the paparazzi capital of the world.
Simple
They're not
girl.
Really going to have a quiet life here. And now they both have to work, right? It's like they've got deals at Netflix. They've got deals at Sirius. Like, they've got deals
They're
everywhere.
Working. They're putting their name on it.
So now you... Yeah, but now you like want to pull back out of the pub. I don't know. Like, I just feel like she knew exactly...
She knew exactly what she was getting into.
Exactly.
And she got exactly what she wanted. So that to me, where it's like you're asking him to give up... Now, granted, he didn't... He went willingly, right?
But you don't think she wanted to be...
Like, is he in too deep now that like he doesn't want to put that mark on his reputation? Like, is he... You know what I mean? Like, such a quick, like, hit it and quit it divorce that you... Like, I mean, I don't know. But like I think that it's not going to last.
Wow. Ryan, what are your thoughts? Is there still a chance for Rosillo?
I think you're being a little hard on Meghan Markle, first of all. I can tell you, you said she's an opportunist. She doesn't appreciate game-winning touchdowns over Deion Sanders. I can tell you that.
Oh, interesting. Did you throw to her or what happened?
I caught it.
Oh, great.
I complained to Joe Montana that I wasn't getting enough touches. And he was like, yeah, Rosillo, fucking LaDainian Tomlinson and Tony Gonzalez are over here on the team too, man.
So, Tony had no idea who was playing. It's fine.
Yeah. He was like, a couple Hall of Famers also want touches. Sorry we hadn't been able to spread the ball around to you. But then I came back and rewarded Joe. And he's never forgotten that. See him all the time.
Never forget, really.
He's in Skechers just flying around town.
Okay, so if you're Ryan Randall thinks that there's still a chance because they might get a divorce. But let's say they stay together, Ryan Rosillo. Are you single right now? Are you willing to say right now on the Calm Down podcast you're single?
I don't know that I could handle that kind of pressure. I see some of the coverage and I don't know that I could sign up for that. I don't want, like, if they're starting a podcast and she wants to get into that, I mean, I don't mind helping you guys because we've known each other for a while, but right. I don't know that I could do a relationship where, you know, I start, what am I, booking guests for you? Am I coming up with rundowns?
We would actually love that. Would you mind helping us? but here's my thing is that if you guys started talking from the DM, like,
it was
world,
so,
right,
it was
Twitter,
like, it was well, a couple gets us times. In-
Okay, well, take some credit. I would take all the credit. That gets us into our thing. During COVID, we were all on, a text chain talking about what we were doing, who's dating. Aaron and I are married now, and you two, single and ready to mingle. How's the dating situation going during COVID?
Randall?
What dating situation?
Oh.
You go to Palm Springs all the time.
And not even get a callback. Yeah, speaking of DMs, like Joan Rivers' vagina, drop. Nothing, dead.
Is it the settings?
Gone. Nothing. Graphic.
What can we do to help that? You are a catch, and it makes me mad that you are puffing.
Pass interference, no more.
Yeah, this is, I mean, I wish I could help. I don't know that I can.
You can. What are you talking about?
You know a lot of thick-legged men.
Now that I know,
yeah, squat racks in the living room, the kitchen, the bed. Like, I don't care where the squat rack is.
Like, it's into some shorts. I mean, yeah.
Was dating and DMing through COVID give me a sense of what that was even like. Because come on, you know, Ryan, both my Ryans, you had to be dropping some sort of game during this time, right? You had to have.
I've left town once in a year. So I think we all know, you guys are being nice about it, but I think we all know each other's social circle here.
It's each
and
other.
I'm pretty open with you. I mean, I'm as close with Carissa as anybody, but my DMs consist of 20-year-old guys asking me for jobs and telling me to go fuck myself because I picked the Thunder to win 25 games. So, you know, the only time I'll get a DM from a female is usually fake. I remember one time when I was in Hartford, I was at home Christmas by myself. So I was already in a great mood, but I had to because the games were on. So I didn't go home for Christmas. It was like one of the first times I was by myself on Christmas Day. And I got a bot from Russia being like, hey, friendly time, maybe, smiley face. And I'm like, fucking Christmas, I'm getting catfished. And so honestly, because I was in Hartford, I played along for a little while. I was like, this is super dangerous and I shouldn't do this, but I don't really have much going on. It's Christmas. I'm by myself. And if some Russian dude wants to talk, let's chat it out. So, it's my ratio of DMs on whatever you guys think it would be is so... I think there's some Instagram thing you can look at. It's like 98% guys to begin with. I'm shocked that any girl's interested in anything I have to say professionally. So, you know, there you go.
Randall. It's too good. It's really good. Randall. Ryan, are you interested in the Russian bot? Maybe we can make a love connection here.
At this point, for 2020, it was teeth and a job. 2021, job optional, no teeth. Like, let's go.
Have you ever been catfished though, Rye?
Right, Randall. That's so exciting, though. I'm into it.
It can be. Oh, yeah. Because you're just like, oh.
But you know what? Your DM situation is like a little freaky, too, right?
Yeah.
For me?
Like, I feel like I've seen a couple of these photos, and it's like, do you want to date? Like, watch me like swallow this bloody sword or something. Like, it's like crazy women that like want to sit on your face.
Yeah, that's right. That was a good time. We had a little earlier, gosh, it feels like it wasn't that long ago, but we were back on that funhouse kick and we'd be checking in with each other and we'd get dressed up. It was a good crew. I like that crew. And yeah, we started kind of getting a little more adventurous, sharing some of the stuff that we got there. But that's the kind of stuff where I'm like, okay, you know, this isn't like every now and again, it's an honest and sincere. And it's like, you know, it can be a nice reminder that things actually aren't terrible, but it's just so dangerous. Like EA, Carissa, your DM situation. Now, granted, you're married, so it's not an option, but I can't
fathom. Yeah, they should be forwarded to me.
Right.
All photos.
Like, the stuff you guys deal with, like forget our stuff. Yours has to be, although horrifying, also entertaining at times too.
Oh, ours was very entertaining. By the way, we played a game called Dare to DM and somebody, Ryan Brasillo and Sarah and the whole get along gang would dare me to DM. This is when I was single, anyone, and I would do it and we would see who we'd get responses from. And I got
everyone responded, by the way, because it's you.
Text Ryan Randall right now who responded and you may or may not have gone out on dates with. We won't say it, but text him right now and tell him.
Wait, who?
Oh, come on. You have to say it. No, I'm not going to say it. No.
Oh,
we can't say it.
I'll text Ryan Randall and tell him right now because he'll love it. No, you can't do that. It's funny of back in the day, and Randall and Russillo will love this, is we were going kind of back to maybe like certain people. Did they ever DM you? Yes. Did they ever DM you? Of course. You know,
by the way, Aaron's had some ones that I wish I had. I was really jealous of Aaron's DM list. But yeah, now we're married, so we are not allowed to do that. Field DMs or send any DMs out. But Ryan Randall, I'm going to pass the torch over to you. This is a face shaver. It's called a Derma Blade. Took me a lot of years to get this, but it shaves my face. I'm going to pass the Derma Blade over to you, and we're going to play a game with Ryan Randall called Dare to DM. And we're going to give you names.
Yes,
and
you're gonna start
chucking them out. And we're going to do a check-in to figure out who's responding.
You're going
to
DM them. I
literally
love this.
The most boring segment you will ever have on the pod.
Nope. Yeah. I'm going to disagree with
you. I'm going back next week.
Yeah.
Yes. I think what we should have our listeners do is send to the @calmdownpodcast people they want Ryan Randall to DM, and that's his homework.
The people in your world, like gay or straight, they're not like, they're like, yeah, this is going to be a giant flop.
I think each one of us should tell him I don't know if we do it on the podcast, but this needs to become like our game for him.
Russillo, who do you nominate
for a no dare one. To do I'm not even touching oh. this one.
No, not you. I mean for Ryan.
No, that's what I mean.
What?
This needs to be like a hot young girl. Like you need to have like a hot blonde like sending the DMs, right? Like
no, I want you to send a DM and I want you to get going. No more Joan Rivers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oof. It's so good, you guys. Well, we well exceeded the time, so we'll find a way to wrap this up. But the point is, the moral of the story with the Ryans is don't be afraid to DM. You know,
if
you don't know where it's going to take you. And to wrap it up,
slide it in.
New phone, who dis? Ryan Randall thinks that the royal, the Prince Harry and Prince Meghan or whatever her name is, Meghan
no
Markle.
Longer.
So
she's
mad
not
at her.
A prince. No longer. I don't think that's the
well,
title.
Well, I don't know. Maybe she likes Prince. Okay, maybe that's something different. They're
and
no
let's
longer.
Hope Prince Philip is okay.
Right. And Ryan Russillo, as an expert in the pod world, since Aaron and I are only on our second one, it's clearly going so well. What advice do you have for us?
Better guests.
Whoa.
I disagree.
We're taking a break here on the Calm Down podcast.
Let's do it. Let's take a break.
Calm down after this. Welcome back, everybody, to the Calm Down podcast. Aaron, and meet everyone who hasn't already met her. Jen, not Jen. Yes, that's how she's affectionately referred to in our friend group because her Instagram is J-E-N, not J-E-N-N. Jen, what's the story behind that real quick?
Just, you know, people would call me Jen with two N's. And I was like, I'm not a two N Jen. I'm a one N Jen. So
there's a difference.
Simple. Yeah.
You're enough.
A big difference.
So Jen is a reality TV producer, among many other things. Also interior designer. Check out her apartment behind you. It looks great. We've got plants. We've got flowers.
Fabulous.
You've got the whole thing.
I so Jen, the jungle.
Yeah, it's great. I love the jungle. Jen spends hours looking at things on the internet for her job. And half the time she tells me stories and she'll send stuff to Aaron and I on group text. And I'm like, what? I have never heard of these things. So when Aaron and I decided to do a podcast, we're like, we have to have Jen on, right, Eve? Because we're like, half the stuff that she comes up with or that's out there in the world, we are not privy to.
Right. I know the royal family and I know everything on the NFL Network and Pro Football Talk and basically all sports. But when it comes to real life, embarrassingly and disgustingly so, I got nothing for you. So Jen,
fill us in on life.
Yeah.
Make us
what do you
seem
have
cool.
For us?
So apparently on TikTok, there was some craze about how millennials are referred to as old because they wear their hair on a side part.
Oh, shit. Is that me?
And they respond with the laughing, smiling emoji.
Okay.
And they wear skinny jeans.
Okay. So what's this topic? What are we even discussing? What's the point here? What do we got?
That you're saying there's olds versus millennials?
Yeah, like, do you guys agree with that? Is everybody that you know that's our age, do they all wear side parts? Do they all, like, use that laughing emoji?
Is this a side part? I mean, I guess. I know that my face is red and I don't know why. I'm not even drinking. What? I don't know. Is that a crying emoji? Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah, crying, laughing. And the one that you're supposed to use if you're, like, hip or young is just the face that has the two streaming tears.
Oh, come
with, like,
on.
No laughter.
Who makes up these rules?
Exactly. This is just what was on the TikTok recently.
I just don't care. This does nothing for me. Like, I'm just like, honestly, like, who cares? Who are these people? I don't even relate to them anyway. So I'm not looking at their stuff.
Wait, but what's the first story you have for us?
So the headline to this article, it's kind of wackier news, is Alaska woman attacked by bear while using outhouse.
Why is that wacky?
Because she went into an outhouse, went to sit down, and there was a bear. I can read you the article. She basically sat down, and there was a bear in the toilet. Like
in the toilet?
Yes. So this is
I vacationed in Montana. That doesn't surprise me. There was a bear in the restaurant of a restaurant we like to go to. He was in the sink of the bathroom.
What?
Yeah, laying, and they had to come and, like, tranquilize him to get him out. That doesn't shock me. Listen, people, you're, like, full going in Jurassic Park out there. If you're going to the outhouse or you're going to wash your hands at a restaurant, those puppies, they're out there.
Okay,
your own life at your own hands.
You go into the outhouse and the bear's head is coming through the toilet?
He's chilling.
Basically, it says the Alaska woman had the scare of a lifetime when using an outhouse. Yep. She was basically attacked by a bear from below. She said, and I quote, "I got in there, sat down on the toilet, and immediately something bit my butt right as I sat down," Shannon Stevens told the Associated Press. "I jumped up and I screamed when it happened." Stevens, her brother Eric, and his girlfriend had taken snowmobiles into the wilderness.
They were staying at a yurt.
And she basically thought that it was something else. She opened the toilet seat and there was a bear face. Literally a bear just looking up at her from the toilet.
What injuries did she suffer?
She basically said that she thought it was like a smaller animal. Like, she got bit on her butt. Nothing that was
She sat down?
She sat down to go to the bathroom. Like, you don't look into the toilet seat before you sit down to take a pee.
You don't want to in an outhouse.
True. Like, you're like, usually I would be blocking my eyes.
This is why you don't sit on the seat.
I would be like feeling around. Like,
it's true, Erin. It's why you don't sit down. No one should be sitting down on any toilet seat in any, whether public restroom, you do the squat. That's why we work out. You got to work on your legs for the full squat. Okay. What's another headline? Because that one would freak me out.
Great inner outer thigh exercise, by the way. Go on.
Great.
Okay. So this one is for the video. So the headline of this is lawyer gets stuck in cat filter mode during Zoom trial. Quote, "I'm not a cat." So if you look at your phones and watch the video.
Okay.
Let's hear what you think. Yeah.
And Erin, have you seen this?
No, I knew there was conversation, but I didn't engage. I didn't know what was going on.
Okay. What do we have here? Kitten Zoom filter.
I believe you have a filter turned on in the video settings. You might want to.
Is he in trial or something?
Yeah.
The filter.
I like that the cat's mouth moves.
And
I'm more worried about Jerry. Is Jerry awake? Oh, there he is. There he goes.
I can see that. I think if you click the up
This is like us setting up our podcast.
I was just going to say that. Dude, the comedy in all of this, I'm so not tech savvy. So even to set up a podcast is like a comedy hour in and of itself. So wait, why did that guy have a cat thing on there?
He was for a court proceeding and he was like an older man. I think he couldn't figure out how to take it down. So he's like, "My assistant's trying to help me. I'm not a cat." They're like, we know you're not a cat. He's like, "It's really me. I'm not a cat." They're like,
he says, "I'm not a cat."
Yeah, he's like, I'm not a cat.
Did he win the trial?
I didn't get that far.
Guys, I need results. I need the bear injury. I need if he won the trial.
And then this is another one. This guy lost his wedding ring at an Aldi, apparently. Do you guys know what Aldi is? I didn't know what it was until kind of recently. It's like a grocery store thing. He lost his wedding ring at an Aldi, and it says, and also a Florida man.
Okay. I spent a good 15 years of my life there. And?
Right. Wait, I think there's like a thing though in Florida, like there is something like about Florida headlines, right?
Oh,
like all these things happen in Florida.
Totally.
Mm-hmm. He basically was reunited with his wedding ring that he lost in a Minnesota grocery store. And it was found 5 years later and somebody returned it to him.
Where did they find it?
Is this my ex-husband?
So it says that he celebrated his 100th birthday on Sunday with family and friends in Fort Lauderdale. And among the presents he received at the celebration was the wedding ring that he had lost 5 years earlier while shopping at an Aldi store in his hometown of Austin, Minnesota. Basically, it says it was found by a contractor working on the remodeling project there. And the store managers used the encryption, Dennis's name, his wife's name, and the wedding date to identify Dennis, the owner, and get in touch with his daughter.
Aww.
It's like a little feel-good story.
So it sweet. Is.
I will get say he said hometown of Minnesota, so you can't blame it on Florida.
Mm-mm.
It's true. Yeah. So something good happened in Florida.
Yeah. No, that was Minnesota.
Right, but he lives in Florida now, so they sent it all the way back to Florida.
That is nice.
Oh,
very lovely. Love that.
Jen, not Jen, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't already follow her on Instagram, not two N's. You're not a Jen with two N's. That's a tagline.
Sure is.
And with that, we say thank you for listening to the Calm Down Podcast. We will be back next week with the Dare to DM star of the show.
Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.